It's a new season.
Thank you for joining us for the Change Lives, Changing Lives radio broadcast, a ministry of New Day Christian Church. And remember, if you are ever in our area, please stop by. We'll make you feel right at home. Now, let's join Pastor George Logan for today's message.
Well, let's do get started here. So we are in the law of faith, the law of faith and confession. We're really in the, it's all about faith, but we're talking about what faith is right now. We said Hebrews last week, we talked about Hebrews 11:1, and we said now faith is now, emphasis on the now faith is, now faith is, not tomorrow faith is, not yesterday faith is, but right now faith is. And it talks about faith as being the substance of things hoped for, meaning that hope in and of itself is just an empty cloud. But when we attach faith to it, it comes alive. It's no longer just hope anymore. You know, you've heard people, I'm a hoping and a praying, right? And we say, I've heard this many years ago from Dr. Price, hope simply keeps you smiling while the ship is sinking. Right? And it's not bad to have, but it ain't sufficient enough in and of itself. It has no substance to it because it's not got a backing for it. Nothing, there's no authority saying that what you're hoping for will come to pass in your life or that you have it. You know, I may hope for a whole lot of things. I may hope for this, hope for that. But if someone gives me the title deed or the will to it, then my hope all of a sudden comes alive. You know, it's like, hey, look what I'm hoping for is now I got a word to that hope. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? So many times in church, even in religious circles, we are full of hope. But because we've not been taught properly about faith, we don't have anything to substantiate it. So many Christians are just like this all the time, living lives of quiet despair because nothing ever changes. There's no impact to what they're believing. But God's word is our authority. And it's really not a stretch when we begin to look up and view all that he has done. Romans 1 says that what can be known of God, what can be known of him, of his existence, can be seen through all creation. In other words, we can look up and say, man, I know who didn't do it. we got a good idea. We could deductive reasoning, is it? We can say that we didn't do it, right? And that's one thing we can conclude when we look up at the clouds and the stars and all that creation is. We know who didn't do it. Right? We know who didn't do it, and that's people like us. And so that leads us to who did do it. Some would say it just happened. Pop! And there it is. But is that, what else happens like that? I know that this watch I have on didn't just and it happened. Right? I mean, someone designed this watch. I don't know who did it, but someone designed this watch. Something as simple as a pencil. Something as simple as a pencil took multiple people to do. Someone had to harvest the lead. Someone had to get the wood. Someone had to paint it. Someone had to put the eraser. Someone had to make the metal that goes around for the eraser or whatever that is, the tin, whatever. I don't know what that is. But anyway, there's a lot of players in just making a pencil. And yet, a simple pencil. And we have no problem believing there was a designer to it. And yet, something as complex as this, all of a sudden, maybe there's not a major designer. Maybe someone else did it. Maybe, no, come on, let's, don't listen. Hey, I may have been born late, but I wasn't born that late. In other words, it doesn't take a lot to reason that there's got to be a grand designer. And he has revealed himself through his son Jesus. And his son Jesus walked this earth, and when he walked this earth, he was here to reveal the nature and the character of his Father. In other words, I was talking to someone, and we were just saying, you know, how brilliant God is, but he's beyond brilliant. We can say that about humans, you know, some humans are brilliant, just brilliant. But we can't even define his greatness. And yet he has come and he said, made covenant with us mere humans. And the only way he could do it is to let us know what's in his mind. Y'all understand me? So he let us know what's in his mind by the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Logos. Logos meaning the intellect, the will, the knowledge of God, all wrapped up, so that he was revealing himself to us. So we can watch him on earth, God, in the form of Jesus on earth, and we see what he did. He was a blessing to humanity. He went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. He went around casting out devils and demons. He went around paying people's taxes from a fish out of the water to let us know, you believe me, I'll supply your need. If I have to, I have to bring it out of a fish's mouth. That's his revelation, self-revelation of himself. I'm going to show you myself, because I'm going to walk down here 33 years and I'm going to constantly reveal who I am. And so let's get to this part right here this morning. So in the book of Hebrews, I've already said that. We already read that. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. One writer says it this way: faith is laying hold of the unrealities of hope and bringing them into the realm of reality. Faith is laying hold of the unrealities of hope and bringing them, reeling them into into the realm of reality. So it makes it real. The Word of God makes it real. We also said last time, one other writer says it this way: it's mine. Faith says it's mine. I have it when? Right now. It's mine. I have it right now. Doesn't matter whether or not I have it in my hands. It matters whether or not I have it in a word. I've got it in a word. This is his promise to me. This is what God has promised me. And so today we want to talk about God has already given us all things. Say that to your neighbor. God has already given us all things. Now I want us, before I even turn to the scripture, I want you to think about this just for a minute. The word Father, and that's what he revealed himself as Father. And Jesus said of him, he would speak to him as Father. Now that word Father comes from a Greek word called pater. And pater, P-A-T-R, I believe it is in the Greek, P-A-T-R-E in the Greek, something like that. But it means provider. Now, if he's not a provider, then he, as a father, then he would be considered a deadbeat dad. A deadbeat dad. So he has within him the responsibility of taking care of us. He's bound himself to that. So understanding that, why would he not have for his people all things? Are y'all with me? There's so many scriptures that as we start talking about this particular principle that we have to grab hold of, is that God has all things. He has all that I need. So let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1 real quick. And let's start with verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1. I'm reading our New King James Version. says, this letter is for Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm writing to you who share the same precious faith we have. Go ahead. This faith was given to you because of the justice and fairness of Jesus Christ, our God and our Savior. Now I'll start right there. That's out of the NLT. But let me read 2 through 4 in the New King James Version. And I defer to it because I learned it mostly from this particular version. And it says here, grace and peace be multiplied. Everybody say multiplied. Now, what's 1 plus 1? 2, right? What's 2 times 2? Which would you rather have, 1 plus 1 or 2 times 2? I like the multiples, don't you? I like the multiples. And he says here, grace, God's enablement, God's strength, God's everything, all wrapped up in grace. All of that has been given to us, grace and peace. Peace simply meaning shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. I said peace is nothing missing, nothing broken. Shalom. Think about that just for a minute. He says, grace, my strength, my enablement, my ability, all that I am, and my peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Let me ask you, what's your image of God? Is God up there sweating right now like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to the world? But maybe there's going to be a famine. Maybe there won't be enough water. I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the economy. I don't know what's going to happen. Well, man, let's close the doors now because we are in a big mess. If he's in a big mess. Think about that. If God is in a big mess, then we are in a bigger mess. If he's in need, then you know we are in need. But he says in the word, he says, listen, if I needed something, I wouldn't tell you. He says, everything is mine. The cattle on 1,000 years is mine. All of it's mine. I don't know what y'all concerned about. It's all mine. And my children have a right to it. Now, we'd be real concerned if Jesus walked the earth and he was in need of a whole lot of help, we would be in big time trouble. I have not seen in the Bible, apart from when he took upon himself our infirmity and bore our sickness in his own body, up to that point when he went on the cross, I don't have any reports of him ever having been sick. Anyone else? I mean, maybe I misread something. Maybe I didn't see it. I don't remember either, as he did his public ministry, where he had to stop and not have enough to do the job. As a matter of fact, a man named Judas was taking money from the money bag, and that 3-year ministry of his was literally taking money out, and they didn't know it, except for Jesus knowing it. But he didn't stop him. But it can't stop me anyhow. And so our status before our Heavenly Father is just like the status of Jesus. There is no difference between us and Jesus in the eyes of God. And someone said hallelujah. I mean, isn't that good? Isn't that a status change right there? Isn't that coming up to the big house? Isn't that a change from what you used to have to what you have now? So he says, here, listen. He says, grace, all that I am, all that I have, my favor, my everything, and peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's interesting here that when he talks about in our knowledge of God is ever increasing. It's progressive. That's why when you go through something, you get to know him better. Like there's a revelation you get of him having gone through something that you didn't know before you went through that. Grace and peace is multiplied to us. It's multiplied to us. We get more of his grace. Grace necessary to go through whatever we're going through at the very time. And we get to know him in that. Right then. Oh, I didn't know you like that. Well, now you do. I didn't know you had all of that. Well, now you do. I didn't know you had it like that, but now you do. It's like this. You know, some of you guys used to play basketball. I said used to. I'm looking around this room. I see a whole lot of used to's and a few still are. But I just want to know, how many of you, when you play basketball, two guys in the gym, one guy has on Jordan shirt, Jordan pants, Jordan shoes, Jordan socks, man, and a Jordan headband around his head. The other one just got, he looked like he just got out of bed, just pulled up his clothes, got on there, just barely got his shoes tied, and just come on a little like this, you know. Which guy you gonna pick up on your team? The second dude. Exactly. You're picking up the second dude because the first dude, he's trying to be. The first dude's trying to be. The second dude, man, he got it. And you get him on the court, and he starts revealing himself. Like, whoa, man, I knew I got you. Another team might be saying, I always defer to the guy that didn't look like he could play. Except for Carl. I would pick Carl, you know, he didn't look like he played. Anyway, that's a whole other. Raise your hand, Carl. There you go. So we pick the guy because we want him to self-reveal, right? We believe that he's got the stuff. And then as he's playing, he begins to reveal, right? He begins to do stuff like, man, there you go. That's it. Every situation he performed. Every situation he performed. You know, and that's what we begin to know about him. These touchstones are used in basketball again. When my son and several other kids from this church, in 2014, they were playing basketball and they were going and moving and they were heading to a state championship. Well, we had watched them, Frank and myself and others. We had watched them since they were this old, when they were little kids, when they were just, you know, bitty bopping around and playing ball, and as they begin to grow in grace, as they begin to grow in their abilities and stuff. And for a while, I began, you know, when we were in the state championship and we were down, I said, they're going to win this game. I guarantee you that much. How did I know that? Because they had revealed themselves long before that. You understand what I'm saying? They revealed it. And so when the heat was on and they were down, they never ever led in the game until the very last shot of the game, and they ended up winning it all. Now, how is that? What am I saying? I'm saying is that there is a knowledge that we should have of God, like I had of that team. Like they will finish. They will win. I guarantee you. I know them. I know God. Because, man, I remember being down and out here, and he brought me through. I remember him being down, and he took the last shot. I remember when he was right here, and he kept on. You see what I'm saying? I can count on him. There's a confidence that we have. I remember with the same team, guy said, we were down there, we were playing Hickory, and Hickory had a pretty good team that year, and we had a good team, and the guy said, well, what they're going to do? I was like, watch this. Watch till the end of the game. You know, I felt like one of them. my dad used to put boxing gloves on my brother and invite other kids to the house. Because he knew my brother could box. You know, he could. But my brother was quiet spoken. He didn't really say a lot. And they had some big mouths. And they had this one kid from Old Fort. And everybody knew him. Well, he was the bully. He was the guy. He was the guy that could beat up everybody. Well, my dad knew something. I don't know if this is legal these days, but he put some gloves on both of them. My brother beat the boy down pretty bad. How come? Because he knew something. Are y'all understand where I'm going with this? When we know God like that, then we never have to be concerned. We got something, right? He says, grace and peace be multiplied to us through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power, supernatural ability, has given to us some things that pertain, what?
All.
Say that one more time. Am I reading something? Did they mark that out of my Bible? It says, his divine power has given us a few things. His divine power has given us a good place to go on Sunday morning. Let me tell you something. This is not the totality of life, people. Man, we got to go out of here and pay bills, don't we? We got to go out of here and get faced with all types of obstacles and challenges and a whole whirlwind of stuff is out there. This is not the sum total of our faith. I remember a guy telling me, a guy that used to be in our small group, saying that he said before he thought Christianity was just for Sunday morning. And that's what he said, you know. And he was being honest. I appreciate his honesty. Like I just felt like it was just for Sunday morning, you know. It's like, but when I leave here, that's like over there somewhere. That's come back to it the next time we meet. No, if it has any value at all, it has to have value in all things that pertain to life. You all hear me? It has to have value there. Otherwise, what value does it have? I mean, what's its value? I mean, if it's value, I mean, I love our team. I love the worship. I love all of that. But if this word has no value, then we can pick up some music somewhere else. I mean, look at you all. Y'all got up this morning looking good. Got greeters and ushers and all of that. Man, if this is not real, man, this is the biggest clown show ever. I mean, we're just a bunch of clowns. But we believe it has something to do with life. It says, I've given you all things that pertain to life. Life. And for godliness. In other words, it should affect my character as well. All things that pertain to life and godliness. God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Hallelujah. He says, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. What's God's response to us from his promises. Who said that? Yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Isn't that good to know? We're sitting there, oh Lord, please Lord. Lord, could you please come on over here and could you talk to me today? And can you reach your long arm towards me, God? Can you come on by my side? Can you please, Lord? And God like, why in the world are you making, why are you doing all of that? I already told you, I already given you all precious promises. You don't have to beg me for them. I'm already bent in your direction. I'm bent in your direction. What are you doing? Why are you, mama, please, can you come on by here, mama? Could you please help me out, mama? Beat on that door 100 times, mama, can you please? And God like, please stop. Stop all of that madness. You're my child. Listen, my kids don't do that. Daddy, can you send me $20 so I can buy me some lunch? I'm serious. They're like, and they don't beg, they don't scream, they just send a text now. They just send a text. They don't even have to say, they don't have to speak to us anymore. They just say, plop, plop, can you send me $20? I'd like to go grab me some food. And what does our heart say? Now, some of y'all heart might not say this, but my heart does this. I mean, he ain't working. How's he going to get $20? You know? And if I got, look, well, I want to play hardball with $20. Well, how can he teach him a lesson? What lesson are you going to teach him? He's going to starve. He ain't going to really starve, but you know. Well, why not have a little, why not? I mean, it ain't really hurting me. So I do my little Apple Pay, and there it is. Thank you, Daddy. How come? How come they didn't call you? If you say they can, but let's talk after church. I'm going to send you a little, I'll say, well, that, from here on out, call this number. No, I'm his potter. If I didn't have it, then he wouldn't ask for it. But I could got $20. It does my heart well to have him be able to go and get some. He doesn't ask all the time, but it does my heart well to be able to bend over in his direction because I'm already there. I'm already bent. I'm already like this. And the Word of God says, if we being evil, natural human beings, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more so will your Father give good gifts to those who what? A-S-K, man, ask. Or for some of y'all, ask. Some of y'all didn't like that. You better ask somebody. There's a little bit of Ebonics here this morning. Let me tell y'all something else. I try my best to be serious. I really do. But I realize that it's not in my gene pool to stay serious for a whole message. I tried. Sometimes I came in, I said, I'm going to be serious the whole message. I'm going to do my best to be, I'm going to be serious. But I just can't make it. I can't make it through the message without, it's just, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because I was, middle child or whatever, So I just stopped trying now. I'm just going to be me. All right, here we go. And I'll leave the serious stuff for everybody else who wants to be serious all the time. So it says, by which he has given to us exceedingly. Everybody say exceedingly. Exceedingly. Now, does exceedingly sound like more than enough? It does. Does it exceedingly sound like over the top? Does it exceedingly sound like everything you could possibly think of? Yeah. Exceedingly great and precious promises that through these, through what? Through the promises. Through the promises, you might what? You may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The only way you can escape the corruption of the world through lust is to have someone, something else satisfying your need. Y'all understand? How many of you ever lusted at the grocery store? Come on now. Lusted at the department store. Anybody ever lusted at the department store? I mean, you like, man, you went by those shoes and you were like, I just, man, if I could just, Oh my goodness, I wish I could, I wish I, but what's the best way to go to a department store or grocery store is to have already been what? Yeah, you're already full, right? It doesn't have the same pull, does it? It doesn't have the same pull, man. You know, it just doesn't, you know, you don't have to go down that potato chip aisle and grab all the stuff, because what? Because I'm satisfied. Otherwise, it pulls us into corruption. Y'all with me? When we have to go outside of God to get something, it will pull us over into a place of corruption, because then we'll do whatever we need to do to get it. How many of you ain't seen the movie, and I really recommend this movie, Killers of the Flower Moon. Anyone seen it? Killers of the Flower. Does it speak to lust and corruption? I mean, you talk about whatever we need to do to get what you got, because we don't have it, but we'll figure out a way. It is something else. But everyone will do that. I don't care who you are. If we have a dependency on something or someone other than God, then we will be as that. We will seek to destroy to get. But God, I don't have to do a whole lot of trickery, deception, all of that other stuff, because he's already given to me all things that pertain to life and godliness, right? Through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And he has given me great and precious promises, not void promises, not promises that don't have any validity to them, but promises based upon this, that I sent my son to the cross. It's based upon the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood's been poured out to ratify that covenant. It's called a blood covenant, where God says, all right, I put my blood down here. I have to destroy myself before I go back on my word. Can you go to the bank with that? Listen. So we don't have to be like other people. We can look into the realm of faith. We don't have to be stuck in this three-dimensional realm. We can be out there in the realm of faith and receive from God, so that we don't have to feel pressured to do and grab and do like all the world is doing. The world is constantly trying to. How many of you have been hit up with people on the, you know, I've got to a point where if I don't recognize the number, just if I don't know, if I don't recognize the number, I don't answer. I don't care. If you know me well enough, then call me again and leave a message. But I'm not going to answer, because there's so much out there that is out to get us, because they're embedded in this system. We're not of this system. We're not of the world system. We're outside of this system. All right. Last thing. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Listen to this. 3 through 6 says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, everybody say has. What does has mean? It's already happened, right? Who has what? He has blessed us. So are we trying to get blessed, or are we blessed? I mean, we're blessed. We're not looking for a blessing no more. We are the blessed. We have the blessing. He says, has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, where? In Christ, right? So if we are born again, born of his spirit, we're in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as of the sons by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. Part we wanted to see here is that God has already blessed us. We're not trying to get blessed no more. I walk around, I'm just a blessing. I'm just blessed. I'm blessed, and therefore I can extend the blessing. And we should expect that. Where we go, whatever we touch is blessed. We prosper in it. Where we go. You know, the other day I had an experience. I had done something that was not as good as it could have been. And so I had to go back and redo it. And so when I was talking to the person, I said, you know, listen, I didn't do this quite the way I should have did it. It should have been done a little differently. But, you know, I'll come to you as humbly as I know how. You ain't heard that before? Anyway. So I went and humbled myself. I said, listen, I just need your help. Could you just... Then I got down on my knees and said, would you please just help? No, I didn't do that. No, but I went in there believing that I had favor on me. Matter of fact, I pronounced that favor. I claimed that favor. And so when he got through, he says, don't worry about it. We'll just replace it. And it was all on me. I made the blunder. I made the mistake. He said, don't even worry about it. We just replace it. We'll just take care of it. We replace it. And you don't have to pay no more. Don't you know, this brother was feeling pretty good. How come? Because the blessing. Didn't have to use no trickery. Didn't have to pretend that they made the mistake. Because they didn't. It was all on me. But we believe in the favor of the Lord. We believe that we are surrounded with favor like a shield, according to the word of God. We believe that every place the soles of our foot shall tread upon, that has God given us. And we need to walk like it, talk like it, speak like it, go around like it. Like, I belong here because I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And I'm blessed. Amen? Did you get something out of this? All right. Well, we're going to close down this morning.
You've been listening to the Change Lives, Changing Lives radio broadcast, a ministry of New Day Christian Church. Please visit us at our website at www.newdaycc.com. Again, that's www.newdaycc.com. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, please tell others. And if you ever get the opportunity, please come visit us at New Day Christian Church.